Okay, I'm going to start by asking you your date of birth.
My date of birth is November 5th, 1959.
Okay. And in your experience, what are the major changes in the way people talk about race from the 1960s to now?
Now they talk about race as if it was a fad, and that it's going to change just because someone is talking about it more. Now it's more socially acceptable to speak about the subject of racism and to verbally express out loud to social media or anyone who will listen.
Okay. So back in the 60s, for a white person to say the N-word, it wasn't as big of a deal as it would be now, right?
I would have to say that it was a big deal as equally. It's equally a big deal then and now to say it. However, it has increased in size and venom.
And have you ever found yourself judging people based on their race?
Yes.
Could you give an example of a time that you found yourself doing that?
All the time.
All the time. Do you think, like, when you first meet a person, that happens more often, or do you find yourself doing it with people that you know, like, you're more friends with, that you know about their life and their experiences?
I would have to say that it happens on a general basis, because I think it's different levels to racism. Even though or being a racist or using the word, for me, I would have to say it's like the blatant racism, and then there's stereotypes, and then there are tendencies. And so for me, it's not racist where I wouldn't talk to someone or I would treat them negatively because of our small skin color difference. Mine would be more stereotype and tendencies because it just happens to be a cultural item or thing.
Difference. Instead of skin difference, more of like a cultural.
And just because most stereotypes are actual truths in general. Good or bad.
And I'm sure that you've witnessed someone being treated unfairly based on their race, right? Especially in the 60s and 70s.
Yes, I have.
And how did you react to that, and how would you react now?
In the 60s, when witnessing or experience a something racist toward me, it was that you just keep quiet, keep your head down, and you accept it for what it is. There's nothing that you can do about it except keep quiet and make it to the next day.
And what about now?
Ask me a question again.
How would you react if you were treated unfairly, or if you saw someone being treated unfairly based on their skin color? How would you react now?
If I was being treated that way, based on the type of person I am, I would use a term called consider the source, shrug my shoulders, and basically keep it moving. If it affected my children or my money, then I would go about it diplomatically, but completely, as far as speaking up out and against it.
Has anybody you've ever been close to made you rethink your opinions on race, or have actually changed your opinions on race? And what is your current opinion on race? As far as how people are being treated and how you treat people, and how people were treated. And
yeah, that was like 20 questions. I'm going to need you to narrow that down.
All right. Has anybody changed your opinion on racism?
I can't say that anyone has changed my opinion on racism, because I never really had an opinion. My view of racism was minimal, extremely minimal, compared to others. I empathize. I realize the struggle continues. However, it was not as prevalent in my life as to the people in my community.
And has race ever stopped you from reaching a goal?
No,